From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. It's being called a landmark moment in medical research. Scientists have cloned for the first time human embryos that can produce stem cells, opening the door for treatments of various diseases. But this latest development is running into ethical objections because critics say it involves creating, then destroying, human embryos. Attorney General Eric Holder says the FBI's investigation of the Internal Revenue Service for singling out conservative groups for extra scrutiny could include a range of potential criminal violations. But NPR's Craig Windham reports Holder has told the House Judiciary Committee it'll take time to determine if there was any criminal wrongdoing.
Attorney General Holder says the possible infractions could include civil rights violations.
There's also the possibility of false statements, violations that might have been made, given at least what I know at this point.
Holder told the lawmakers the investigation will be nonpartisan and will go wherever the facts may lead.
This will not be about parties. This will not be about ideological persuasions. Anybody who has broken the law will be held accountable.
Democratic Congressman Bobby Scott of Virginia noted to Holder that some top IRS officials have apologized for the agency's actions.
Does an apology immunize you from criminal prosecution?
No.
Craig Windham, NPR News, Washington.
House Speaker John Boehner says he has one question about the investigation as it widens.
My question isn't about who's going to resign. My question is who's going to jail over this scandal.
He told reporters earlier today there are laws to protect against the kinds of abuses the IRS displayed and that someone clearly violated them. A Texas paramedic who responded to the deadly explosion at a fertilizer plant last month is expected to plead not guilty to a charge of possessing bomb-making materials. Federal prosecutors say Bryce Reed has agreed to defer his detention hearing. Texas officials say they do not have evidence connecting Reed to the West Plant explosion in which 14 people were killed. The euro currency zone recession is now in a sixth quarter. That's longer than the economic slump there 5 years ago. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson reports 9 of the 17 eurozone countries are now officially in recession.
Europe's economic powerhouse, Germany, was one of the few eurozone countries not in recession between January and March, but that wasn't enough to improve the financial picture of the region. France was a notable addition to the list. Overall, the eurozone's economy contracted 0.2% since the end of 2012. Although that was an improvement over the previous quarter's decline, the continued recession highlights the struggles brought on by austerity measures. The recession is not as deep as the one in 2008 and 2009, but it is the longest in the history of the euro. Other major economies have struggled this year, but none is in recession. Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson, NPR News, Berlin.
This is NPR. Factories are coming off an April slowdown in the U.S., but analysts say that's not likely to last in the coming months. The Federal Reserve says the manufacturing output dropped 0.4%, the third decline in 4 months. However, overall production is expected to pick up as automakers report stronger sales. Wholesale prices are down sharply, driven lower by cheaper energy and food. The Labor Department released its producer price index. It fell 0.7% in April, the steepest drop in more than 3 years. A record's been set in the world of art with the sale of a huge painting last night at Sotheby's in New York. NPR's Netta Ulaby reports the painting fetched the most money ever paid for a work by a living artist at auction.
The price tag was $37.1 million. The artist is Gerhard Richter. The painting is from 1968. It shows the monumental Cathedral Square in Milan, Italy, in the artist's photorealist style. It looks like a blurred black-and-white picture taken from an upstairs window, in the rain, and by someone with a shaky hand. Richter was born in the former East Germany. This is actually the second time he's broken the record for a living artist at auction. The first was just last year, for a giant abstract painting that sold for more than $30 million. But of the top-selling artists in the world right now, Richter is only number three. First is Andy Warhol, then Pablo Picasso. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.
Before the closing bell, Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 61 points at 15,276. NASDAQ gained 9 points to hit 3472. S&P 500 up 9 at 1659. This is NPR News.